So what can you do? What can you do realistically, you know, that takes into account what you are about? Well, here is what you can do. Ignore the activists, ignore the revolutionaries. We have to face bullets, we have to face military trials. It doesn't matter really what you do. It doesn't matter if Facebook is going to reveal my information or not. I have to assume that I'm being constantly watched, that I'm being that everything about me is public. It doesn't matter. But what matters is ordinary users who use your products to practice their agency. When you decide that they cannot decide to choose a pseudonym, then you are negating them the right to negotiate their identity. The right to negotiate your identity is, it's not in the Charter of Human Rights, but it's actually essential to most rights. Negotiated identity is very important. I get to choose whether to reveal who I am and how to reveal who I am and decide who I am on my own terms and on my own basis.
Five posts from October 2014. October 9, 2014. Whatever became of those plans to restore the churches burned by the Brotherhood at the army's expense? Oh yeah, not one brick has been laid, and they arrested the people who tried to restore them at their own expense. October 13, 2014. Anyone who tells you that the solution is to apply the law is bullshitting you. The solution is to apply the law to the strong before the weak, to the rich before the poor, to Sisi before the doorman. And that's on condition that the law is consented to by society, particularly by those most affected by it, and has been formulated through a democratic process. And on condition that the law doesn't infringe on the basic rights and freedoms of the individual. And on condition that the law is logical, comprehensible, accessible to people, and known to them before its application, not an ambush that's set for them. And on condition that whoever the law is applied to has access to a fair, unbiased trial that's not rigged, rushed, or repeatedly delayed. And on condition that whoever is subject to the law has the opportunity to change the law and can challenge it on the basis of whether or not it meets standards of public consent and protection of basic rights. And these must be real opportunities. And on condition that the agents of the law are subject to oversight and held accountable and are accepted by those most affected by the law. There are many conditions before applying the law is a solution to anything. But it would be enough to start by applying it to CC before the students. October 16, 2014. Prison never changed an idea. Oppression never held back tomorrow. It's true that the future won't be held back by prison. Time for the prisoner stops. But outside the prison walls, it raises a head. Your kids grow up and need school fees that you've got no idea how to provide while you're locked up. Your mother or your father gets sick and could die. Your work is disrupted and delayed, and people won't hold your job for you for too long. And just as oppression wastes tomorrow rather than holding it back, so prison impedes the development of ideas rather than changing them. Do you really think that captives whose basic rights have been ignored and whose children's blood has been shed will reevaluate their ideas, their choices, their leaders? That they'll reconsider their discourse, however sectarian and catastrophic? Why? What good would it do them while they're ossified in prison? And where are they supposed to get new ideas when they are denied access to all media, in solitary confinement, and sometimes denied visits? October 19, 2014. The death of a state is an ugly thing. God only knows if society can survive it. October 26, 2014. Keep sitting silently, watching us be imprisoned one by one and the students getting killed one by one until the disaster comes knocking on your front door. New York Times, October 27, 2014. Alaa Abd El Fattah, an influential Egyptian blogger, was arrested in court on Monday in Cairo as he appealed a 15-year sentence for violating Egypt's ban on attending unsanctioned protests. Mr. Abd El Fattah, who has been free on bail, was jailed along with 19 other defendants also accused of participating in a demonstration in Cairo late last year. The ruling comes a day after his younger sister, Sanaa Saif, and 22 other activists were sentenced to 3 years in prison for attending a street protest in June, calling for the release of the first group of protesters. He is known to hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers as @Alaa. Was bizarrely sentenced in absentia in June as he waited outside to be allowed into the courtroom. To ensure that the authorities could not say that he skipped Monday's hearing, he posted a photograph of himself waiting outside the court on Twitter.